a little sleep, a little fall in the hand, a little slumber brings poverty. Well, I need my sleep.
You do.
When I was in the world, I went without sleep for days. 4 or 5 hours a night, that's all I needed. And I went to work every day, too. That's all right. It's still hallelujah. It just shows you where you are. The last indication of this is in Luke chapter 18, verse 19 and 20. Luke 18, 19 and 20. It says in verse 19 and 20, Joshua said unto him, why callest thou me good? He said, none is just or justified except one, and that is Yahweh. He justifies everything he does. He said, thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother. And you understand the details of that incident. The rich young ruler said, I've kept all of them from my youth up. And then he said, now, good. There's one thing that you like. Show you have confidence in the first four. That you trust Yahweh. Go sell that thou hast and give to the poor. Well, he went away sorrowful. Yahweh tells you to sell. And you go away sorrowful. He tells you to sell out to those things that you hold on to, and you cause them to be dear to your heart. When I should have the supremacy in your heart above all things, above husband, above wife, above children, above anything, I should have the supremacy in your heart. You should set your eyes and your affection upon me, the things that are above. You should set your heart toward those things. And yet we set our hearts toward sensual things, earthly things that bring no life. They don't even bring joy. It is a false, false joy for the moment. You say what you will or may, they don't bring no joy. It is a temporary thing. The joy of Yahweh is everlasting. But if I can truly get the fruit of that Lord, His Spirit, He has joy. Joy, 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 joy. And joy is this ecstasy of gladness that we know what Yahweh is doing in death and sickness, whatever, because we know He's a controller. And it illuminates from a man's soul, regardless of his circumstance, his situation, because he trusted the mighty power of Almighty Yahweh. The laws that are written in his heart, let him know that Yahweh is real. And we don't believe He's real today. We just don't believe that. No, you can't believe that Messiah or one say Jesus. You can't believe that. That is the work of Yahweh. You can't believe that that is the mighty work of a God unless you know who the one did it. And you must know Him. And Messiah came to bring us to the Father, to know the Father. That's what He said. When He said to him, good man, good rabbi, He said, no, I'm not the just one. The Father is. Now the works He's doing in me, He's justifying them. I don't know how to justify them. He's going to bear me to shame. Bear Himself open. He said, I don't know how to justify him. He said, there's only one that is just. And that's the Father. He said, well, I'm not just as him. And the works in me, because I do His will, they will justify what I do, because He is the only one that's just. And to show you how just He is, in order for you to have eternal life, you must do what He says. And I'm coming to tell you what He said. Why? Because I am the epitome of what He says, because that is in me. I am the life of His Word in flesh. He was the life of the Word of Yahweh in flesh. He was the reality of the Word of Yahweh in flesh to show us that we can live the very same way. Not in lies and deceit and our old corrupt ways. That's what He was. Nothing more, nothing less. These religious whores have made Him out to be something less or something more. He was just that. If it hadn't been done all the way, then none of us could do it. None of us saints. So He said, I'm not the good one. He's the one that's good, because everything He does is just. He's justified by putting me on that stake there. He's going to crucify me. He justified me going into your hands, you sinners. He's justifying that because I found a place where I wanted to ask, if this can be taken from me, if you can remove this, you remove it. But I know that I'm in your will, so nevertheless, whatever you command, Father, I'll do it. Why? Because He did all things to please the Father. That we do all things to please our flesh. You might as well say, hallelujah, help me, Father. We do all things to please our flesh, our lives, our corruption, our emotions, our feelings, our goodness, our ungoodness. You see, when a man knows that he's been led by the Spirit of Yahweh, he'll do just what Messiah says. He'll credit all things to the Father. It is Almighty Yahweh. It is nothing by my ability or my power that I can do. It is by the hand of the Father. And that's what Messiah was saying. I cannot justify nothing I do. I don't have the ability to do it. I'm justified in Him because I bear witness that Yahweh is true. And that's the seal of who I am, that Yahweh is true. Not some God, not some Lord. I come to bear the seal, and here's the seal, and the seal is broken, that the seal of the power of darkness may be broken off our hearts, for we know that He is the seal of the witness of the Father. And when that seal of darkness is broken, you can move into that place and worship the Father in spirit and in truth. That's why there's no pure worship. And that trash, that RG stare He calls worship, that's not worship He calls you. Cry out. Oh, that's a part of it. When a man moves into that pure spirit, there's nothing unclean in him. His heart is judged and governed by the laws of Yahweh. He knows that that's his patience. He knows the testimony of Messiah, and that is the seal that Yahweh is true, and he knows who he worshiped. He said, you worship, woman. You don't even know who you worship. We have worship. We don't even know who we worship. Yeah, we worship in a name. But we must worship the one that has sent the name. No. If we were a house in this world, we're truly worshiping the Father. You will see the very manifestation of His power, of His glory, and the magnitude of Him inside of us. You look at one another, you can see flesh. You say what you want to. You can see the corrupt flesh of you when you look at another one. You can see your own corrupt flesh. That's all we see. We should be able to look at one another and see the mighty power of the hand of Yahweh. It shows you how far we got to go. And we don't have a long time to get there. As Evangelist Horn would say, it's getting late in the evening. It's getting late in the evening. And the sun has gone down. You can't see the sun. You don't see the Son of Righteousness shining. You can look in the mirror. You can't see the S-U-N of Righteousness shining in your life with healing. You may say, I see, and you are deceiving your hearts. And so the Son of Righteousness, He has gone down because He is not the most important thing in our lives today. He's not in our thoughts. He's not in our hearts. We got every kind of sinful, devious activity and thought in our minds and our hearts. Except the law of Yahweh. We don't want Him to make our hearts pliable. We don't want Him to mold us and shape us. We despise the potter's house. Why? Because there are cheeks in this old vessel. And He's going to take it and break it out. And we don't want to be broken. We don't want our ways and our traditions and our thoughts to be broken. But Yahweh, in His house, He's going to break them. Or religion may not break them, but Yahweh is going to break them. He's going to break the vessels. He's breaking these vessels for this last fire of the kill. And if we don't make it this time, we're going to be thrown into the potter's field. Serve Him no purpose at all. He knows what He's doing. And He certainly doesn't need my strength to do that. For He is my strength. Beside Him, there is no other one. Now, I want to show you the blessed ones of Yahweh. That's, Shaitan knows the blessed ones of Yahweh. The ones that are blessed, not this vile lie that has been taught by the secularism of Christianity. That's what it is. It's a secular worship. They love things. They love homes and cars and credit cards, clothes and all those things. It is a secular, humanistic type of worship. They worship the God of their flesh. You may reject what I say and despise it, but this man of Yahweh knows what he's saying. And so this is the lie that is espoused in the whorehouses throughout America, in the Episcopalian, in the Catholic Jezebel house, and the Baptist house, and the Methodist house, and the Holiness house, and the Apostolic house, all of these whorehouses. Or espousing this carnal doctrine that causes a man's heart to be filled with greed and loss and covetousness. And he sees one that calls himself blessed driving his Escalade, and he has to get him one. Well, he's going to do better than the Escalade. He's going to get him a Mercedes Benz. You don't tell me that is of Yahweh. That is a vile thing birthed by hell of the same nature when he offered Messiah the kingdoms of the world if he would just allow him to dwell in his soul and write laws that are just the laws of Yahweh. The man will sell his soul for those things. He will not labor for the truth, but he will labor for a dollar to pay for Escalade. Something is wrong. It is not your way. He will labor for a dollar to make a house payment, but he will not build up his spiritual house, or he will not put his storage in the spiritual house, whereby the rust and the canker and the thieves cannot break in and steal. He is so concerned about the thieves stealing his cars or stealing his goods that he will do all things to protect that and not his soul. It is not your way. I want to show you those that are blessed. Now, if Johannes said this in Revelation 22:14, he must have a witness of this. He can't just speak off to the cuff. Scripture says in Revelation 22:14, this is why Satan, he is not worried about those that have their $200,000 homes or their Escalades, their children in private parochial schools. He's after those that keep the commandments. I have the testimony of Messiah. For Messiah's testimony was this. Think not that I've come to destroy the law of the prophets. I've come to fulfill them. So when you have that testimony, he did not come to destroy it. Scripture says in Revelation 22:14. He said, blessed are they. Now this is not taught in the Lutherans today. He said, blessed are they that keep or do his laws or his commandments. For what reason? That they may have the right to the tree of life. Now that is the only way you're going into the city or New Jerusalem. He said, they that keep the commandments of Yahweh, they are blessed. And they have the right to enter into the city or enter into the gates into thy or the city of Almighty Yahweh. That we have the key to enter in into that spiritual place with the Father, that he may comfort our hearts in all of the trials and tribulations that we endure in this hour. Those are the blessed ones. The ones that are blessed, their hearts are filled with this covenant. When our heart is not filled with this covenant, we are not blessed. This generation is not blessed. America is not blessed. They're so blessed that they're stingy with Yahweh. They hold back the offerings and the giving unto the Father. This is not a blessed nation. They call themselves blessed, and yet all they do is complain and murmur. That's not blessed. They call themselves blessed, and they give it all into the hands of the powers of hell, and they will be led by the spirit of darkness. They give unto Satan. They give faithfully unto him. Isn't that amazing? They will make sure the electricity is paid, their car insurance. When it comes to giving to the Father, they won't give a nickel. That's wickedness. I don't care who it is. Whether it's a young man or an old man, whether it's a young woman or a woman, that's just it. We trust him for what our flesh will allow us. Somewhere something is going wrong in our souls. Somewhere. And this world doesn't trust him. You go to these whorehouses, probably 30% of the people really give what they call tithes. And they don't even give that. That's why they're always begging. That's why they're always begging and having events and activities so they can draw from their treasures. It's not the treasures of Yahweh. They're not building a spiritual storehouse. And that is the truth. He said, blessed are they that keep the commandments, his commandments. Now, either that scripture has validity in this hour or has none at all. Men are worried about the Antichrist, what they call their Antichrist. The spirit of this world is anti-Messiah. They despise the Messiah. It's not as much as an individual as to what is in the hearts of this generation, of the heart. They're looking for the wrong thing. They need to look at the inward parts and see what is anti-Yahweh. That is what they need to do. Now, Johannes spoke this by great inspiration because Scripture tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 4. I want to move through that book with a few scriptures. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 2. Yahweh says in verse 1, he tells them to hear now, O ye Israel. He was talking to the house. Now he's telling you, as Johannes said, to every assembly that he wrote to, he that hath ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. So hear ye now, O Israel. He says in verse 2 of Deuteronomy 4, ye shall not add unto the word which I command you. Now, if I add unto Yahweh's word, woe unto me. He said, you should not add unto the words. He said, neither shall ye diminish or take aught or take away from it. You don't take nothing away from what I said. What a man takes away from his name, he's taken away from the identity of the Father. He doesn't have a Roman, Latin, pagan name as God or Lord or Jesus. That is not the name of the Father. His name is Yahweh. He said, you shall not add unto the words which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of Yahweh your Father, which I commanded you. First law does establish. You don't take from his commandments. You don't take from one of these commandments. You don't destroy one of them. You don't disallow the commandments of Yahweh. That's why he's written them in our hearts, in our minds, in our inward parts. He said, now first of all, you don't add or you don't take from what I've spoken to you. And the reason you do that, so that you may keep the commandments of Yahweh. You know he's your Father. And I've commanded you what he has said. Who is going to deliver us? Well, I am Yahweh. I'm the one that's going to do that. Tell them that I am. You know me. Your sins have caused you to forget me. That's why he didn't go to the heathens. He went to the house of Israel, the one that he had chosen. And that's why he's not going to the heathens today. He's going to the house. And they shall minister in his name, his authority, his power, and his might. Only the house of Israel. Look quickly in the 6th chapter, in the 17th verse. He says here in Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 17. He said, ye shall or you must diligently. Do you know what diligently is? That is to exert every effort. That is to pour out with labor, saints. He said, ye shall or you must diligently keep the commandments or the laws of Yahweh, your Father. And his testimonies. Did not Messiah do that? Did not he say, I've come not, seek not that I've come to destroy the law of the prophets? Did not scripture, or does not scripture tells us in Yohanan that this is the testimony of Messiah, those of us that keep the testimony of Messiah, and the testimony and the seal of his testimony is that there's only one true, quote, what they call God, unquote, only one true Yahweh. That's his testimony, saints. That's it. And no doubt about that. That's the testimony. He said, you must diligently keep the commandments of Yahweh, your Father, and his testimonies and his statutes as he hath commanded you. Now, that was just simply meant for that house back then of Israel. It is not meant for us that we call ourselves Israel. So, but we've lost our spiritual equilibrium. Somewhere we have misconstrued his truth. That's why we need to allow that Spirit of Yahweh to write and to reaffirm and to confirm his laws in our hearts. That's what the Spirit of Yahweh will do. It will not act all foolish. It will not fall out in convulsions and vomiting and foaming at the mouth. The women will not act disorderly. The men will not act in a heathenistic way as the shamans do. You go down to Jamaica and Haiti, the shamans will, they will do all that kind of stuff. You say what you will or may, my friends, that is the truth. The Kadosh of Yahweh, Ruah, will lead us into the light of whom he is. He said the Father will send the Spirit, the Comforter. That's what Messiah said. So we must diligently keep the commandments. We must diligently change. Is this how we must diligently hold true? That's what everything man is doing today. He said, that's not relevant. You're bringing us onto some kind of legalistic way. Well, everything Yahweh says is legal. He does nothing illegal. Everything he says is a legal law. And without any kind of legality of laws, that he is nothing. Well, I love the Father. We will see Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. We all see that, don't we? But if it's not according to Scripture, you don't love him. That's it. I don't care how David Roberts feel. I don't care what kind of emotion Gene Roberts express. That means nothing unless it is in appliance with Scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. He says, know therefore that Yahweh is your Father. He said, you need to know that Yahweh is your Father. He is the mighty one and the faithful Father, which keepeth, now that's what he says, keepeth covenant, doesn't he? Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. He keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him. Now that's who he keeps mercy with and covenant with them that love him. And keepeth his commandments for how long? How long? Thousands of what? Has it been 1,000 generations since this was written and us? It's been 1,000 generations. It has not been 1,000 generations. For thousands of generations. If the earth is 6,000 years old, and if they declare 60 years a generation, then 10 to 100 generations will be 6,000 years. He said thousands of generations. He did not say a thousand generations, but he said to thousands of generations. Thousands. What he is saying here, saints, that his laws will never cease. From the law that he gave to Adam and Eve, it's been 6,000 years plus. The thousand, a generation, 70 years. 10 generations will be how many years? 700. 100 generations will be how many years? 7,000. So thousands of generations. Thousands. And 1,000 times 1,000 generations will be 7 million generations. So we haven't seen the thousands of generations pass. But that's how sure his law. What he is saying here, I will show you how sure my laws are. That not 1,000 generations will make an impact upon them. He said, those that love him and keep it his commandments to 1,000 generations. And repay them. Now this is what he's going to do. He's going to repay them that hate him to their face. Now how do you know you love him? Because you say you love him? Because we cry and say, oh, help me, Father, Lord, I need you, Jesus, God, your way. That means you love him? Does it mean a nigger's worth a fat hog's belly? Nothing. He has given us something to show the world that we love him. And then if we show the world we love him, then he will know we love him. I will read it. He said, now, those that he said, know ye therefore, in verse 9 again, know ye therefore that Yahweh is your Father, mighty and faithful, Father which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him, and keepeth his commandments to 1,000 generations. So we have not known his commandments for thousands of 1,000 generations. We have not known his commandments. They have not been on the face of the earth for 1,000 generations. What he's saying that his commandments will never cease. His laws will never cease. Now he said that those that love me and those that hate me, I will show you. He said, and I will repay them that hate me to my face, to their face. He's going to actually repay them to their face. To do what? To destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hated him. He will repay him to his face. Verse 11. Thou shalt therefore, now he's telling us, thou shalt therefore keep the laws, the commandments, the statutes, and the judgment which I commanded thee this day to do them. You must keep them. You must do what he says. You must obey his laws. The forces of hell are against those that keep the commandments of Yahweh and have the testimony of Messiah. Scripture says in 1 Yohanan, I know what it says. I want to read it to you. Chapter 5, verse 2. 1 Yohanan. Chapter 5, verse 2. By this. Do you understand this? He say, by this we know. We know. You know that you love the children of Yahweh. Now this is how you will know you love saints. This is how you know you have love in your heart for saints. He said, by this we know, or I know, or you should know, that we, or you ought to know, that we love the children of Yahweh. When one love Yahweh and keep his commandments. When a man loves Yahweh, he will keep the commandments of Yahweh. Verse 3, for this is the love of Yahweh. He's showing us the love of Yahweh. That we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous unto us. That is the love of Yahweh. You say you love him because you say you love him. That doesn't mean nothing, saints. He tells us what the love is. Herein is love, not that you love him, but that he love you. That he gave you a righteous covenant in your heart, and a law that you could show your love unto him. Has nothing to do with your expression. Of your verbal expression is by doing what he says and obeying him. You cannot love him when you don't keep his commandments. And all of these laws are true. Even to his name, that is not a vain, worthless name. The word God is worthless. Lord, vain. Not the name Yahweh. The name Jesus is vain. It is a made up name. Period. I'm going to teach on those things soon. Pagan things. And show you the origin of things that we see in text. I will show us that, Satan. I know you're not going to take a little time. That Yahweh may cause that thing that we call a brain to be stressed to its limits. So I'll do it and show you. It says in 2 Yohanan chapter 1 verse 6. You always say, you're going to have to love my commandments. You have to love me. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. There's no way you're going to say you love him and not do what he tells you to do. That's why he said, if you love me, then obey me. Do what I tell you. He says in 2 Yohanan chapter 1 verse 6. And this is love. Is that not what it says? Please help me. Read those first 5 words there, please. Everyone, please. Everyone read it. What does it say? And this is love. That what? That's love. I don't care how your feelings are. That's love. And this is love. You can destroy that. Now, this is New Testament. And this is love. And this is love. And this is love. And this is the love of Yahweh, that we love him, that we walk after the laws of Yahweh. There's no doubt about that at all. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment. Look when it was given. This is the commandment that as ye have heard when? From the beginning ye shall do what? You shall walk in it. And he gave us that commandment from the beginning. He wrote 4 that deals with loving him, and he wrote 6 with loving your neighbor. And that commandment has not changed one bit at all, and it shall never change at all, my friend. Here is love, not because emotionally you say you love me. That is not love. These hypocrites see each other every day, and you in your hypocrisy see one another say, I love you, but that's not love. I say to the brothers often, how can I love Brother Dale? But I covet his house. Or I'm trying to commit adultery with his wife. I don't love him. I said to Brother Jermaine other night, I said, son, I said, I love you. I love your wife. In those words, I said, I will never put her in a position that she would even feel threatened, offended by me. I said, certainly, son. I may tell her to get me water, but she's going to sit it out there. She's not coming in there. I said, I will never put her in a position, son. To make her feel threatened. even fret myself. I will watch myself carefully. But that's not love because you feel something. That's not love. No. Because you will feel this way about this one, that way about that one, another way about that one, and you say you have love? Now herein is love, that we keep his commandments. That's love. That's love. That's why he would not leave us comfortless, because he knew that was something in our hearts, in Israel's heart. His laws. His commandments. And the Spirit will come and say, now the laws are there. Do what he say. Obey him. And that's what the Spirit does. Hallelujah. That is the truth. That is the truth. And that's when Messiah came. He said, I come to witness of the thing that ought to be in you. But I see they're not there. You honor him with your mouth, but your heart is far from the Father. You say you love him, but you don't truly love him. Now here is love. Here is love that we keep his commandments. And that we walk in the laws that he has commanded us to walk in. And that is the truth. That is New Testament, and that is Old Testament. Scripture says in Deuteronomy chapter 8. Look at what verse 5 and 6 says. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 5. And verse 6. Now this is the one thing that we do not do. Moshe, as he speaks to this rebellious house, Yahweh utters unto Israel, he said, first of all, he said, thou shalt also consider in thine heart, you don't even consider that in your heart, that as a man chasteneth his son, so Yahweh thy father chasteneth you. As a father correct his son, any father will correct his son. He's going to discipline his son. He's going to discipline that seed that has been birthed from him, any father. He said, now as a father does that, you think that Yahweh or I will not correct you? He says in verse 6, therefore, look, therefore, thou shalt keep the commandments of Yahweh thy father to walk in his way and to fear him, to reverence him. He said, you think that you're just going to walk elusive and go the way you want to? He said, father doesn't even allow his son to do that. He corrects his son. Now you think that I'm not going to correct you. Now my correction, you just walk in my commandments to do what I command you to do. And if you do that, it's going to be well with you. Now if you don't do what I command you, then woe unto your rebellious deeds. It's a sign that you hate me. And when you hate me, I'm going to deal with you face to face, he said. And I'm going to repay you. For some reason, we don't think that that's the truth. This wicked world thinks that too. Oh, God said I can have what I want. I name it. I claim it. What an abominable, bastardized type of a religion. Has no footings. No strength. It feeds to nothing but that flesh. Yahweh feeds the inward man. The soul. The breath that is in us. That calls us to come alive and bring forth his mighty work in our lives. That we know that we could not do it unless he was on our side. And that is the truth. We will, and we must keep the commandments of Yahweh, the laws of Yahweh. And when we keep them, we walk in his ways. All of the ways of a man are right at his own sight. But Yahweh weighs the heart of a man. He sees what kind of balance he has to his spirit. That's what he does. And man must reverence him. I believe that that reverence is also deal with the fear. Man doesn't fear the father today. This is like a son not fearing his father. He can walk into his daddy's house and say, get out of my face, man. I don't care what your laws say. Being at what, 10? You can forget that. I'm coming in what time I want to. So you're not going to tell me. Now that's what we say to Yahweh. Dad, I don't believe that. Remember your name, your Sabbath? I ain't doing that. Honor your name, forget that. I'm going to build my own gods, my Escalade. I'm going to build my own God. I know the difference between good and evil. Now that's what this vile generation is saying to the Father. Oh, they're not saying it in those words, but they're saying it in those very words. And that is the true saints. Quickly to Deuteronomy chapter 10. Remove through these scriptures expeditiously. I'll tell you where they are and I will read. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12 and verse 13. And now, Israel, What does Yahweh, your Father, require of you? What does the Father require of you? When Messiah said, "Thou will come," that we should not worship him in these mountains or in Jerusalem, but the true worshipers should worship him in spirit and truth. What does he require of you but to reverence Yahweh, your Father, by walking in all his ways? Now, he told us what he wants. He wants us to worship him. Now, that is how we fear him and reverence him, by walking in all of his ways. He said, by loving him. And the only way you're going to show you love him is by keeping his commandments. Not because you say, "I love God," or "I love the Lord." That doesn't mean nothing. These vile, evil people say that all the time. "Oh, I love God." What God are they talking about? You hear from the Hollywood Scarlets, Jersey Bells? What is your faith, Madonna? "Oh, I love God." What God is the Jezebel loving? What God is a naked goddess, that whore? That's what they are. They're goddess. They have been empowered by spirits of gods and goddess. That's why young folks will run after Britney Spears and Aguilera and all of these perverts that are sexually impure. They're dogs. They're sluts. These effeminate men that abuse the bodies of women, they are gods, and they run after them. Their music draws the things that are in them, and that's why they love it. They're wicked as hell. They're gods. They establish their mantra. And so folks walk in their mantras, and they follow them. That's the truth. Same thing with these religious gods. But it's not your way. No. You must keep all of his commandments and his laws. Thank you, Father, for revelation truth. He says, by loving him, now, if you love him, and serving your Father with not some, he said, but with all your heart and with all your soul. Now, don't testify that we do that, for you will be telling a flat-out lie. Good, we get quiet. It's a sign of judgment to one's own hearts. When one wants to boast, they don't judge their hearts. I do. You are a deceived hypocrite. So when a parent scolds a child, the child gets quiet, you know that's a sign of they understand what they need. And the one that rebels, "Well, Mama, Daddy, I didn't do that," you know that that's a stubborn one. Hallelujah. He says in verse 13, doing all that and to keep the commandments of Yahweh and his statutes, which I commanded thee this day for your own blessing, or that they may bless you for your good. And that's why Yahweh is commanding us to keep what things he has written in our hearts. And don't eradicate them, for they are for your blessings. The world tells you that your blessing is a piece of tin, some wood that has been taken from a tree, and a little cloth and a little cotton over it. How vain is the lives of the people. A frock or pair of shoes that you spend $200 for, and because they have some pagan god's name on it, Pierre Cardin, Leslie Fay, Hill Finger, or whatever the pervert's name. And you sacrifice to them, Michael Jordan, Nikes, or Allen Iverson, a rebellious punk. And you show obeisance unto those gods, a Britney Spears, a naked whore, Aguilera, a Jezebel, lay with everything that is unbeastly and beastly. You tell me that's the will of the Father? P.D. Hammer, a pervert, an abuser of womankind. You fools. That is the truth. Eminem, a corrupt, vile, evil, sadistic child of hell? Of course, I go to the other side. What's the one's name that called himself playing all this fabulous Christian music? What's his name? That's in all of these movies and things like that. TBN's boy, all of them. Carmen. A pervert like Carmen? The unsaved Jezebel, a dog from hell? That's what they are. They've been established by the God of this earth, Shaitan, to bring honor unto him. That's why there's no honor. That's why the Yodims, they did not take the name of the Father lightly, and they still do not today. And they can say, we go to rap for the Jesus, we go on to talk. They got groups that are called demon chasers. What? Does that sound anything that is associated with your why? Demon chasers? They're demons themselves. They're perverts. Oh, that's their door to the way of the secular world, that they can make more money. And so that's how they're doing it today. Because those folks that they call themselves Christians, they're the most gullible, naive, stupid people upon the face of the earth. And that's the truth. And that is the truth. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 8. You want your storehouse blessed? Yet these pervert preachers will tell you, just give. And you got to give your all, your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and all your heart. Scripture says in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 8. Yahweh shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouse, and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which Yahweh thy father giveth thee. Yahweh shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he hath declared unto you. The only way you're going to be a holy people unto him, if thou shalt keep the commandments of Yahweh thy father, and to walk in his ways. Now this is not a holy generation. It is a very unrighteous generation. It is an unjust generation. It is an illegitimate generation. It is a vile generation. It's not a clean generation. And Yahweh said, if this generation, if you shall walk and keep my commandments and do what I tell you to do in all of my ways, he said, I will establish you as a people that men will know that you are my seed. And by them knowing that, you will know where your battle is going to come from. Powers of hell are going to come against the laws and the righteous establishments of Yahweh. His laws, his covenant, his commandments, his statutes. And that's what this beast of hell, and that's why this beastly spirit of man, even in your heart, it rescinds, it tries to rescind the commandments of Yahweh. It tries to reject those laws. Well, that was forbidden back then. No, my friend, he is the same. His word is the same. In every generation, he requires a people that set apart, elected according to his foreknowledge, to bring honor unto him and to satisfy him. He has not changed. The law that we have of the commandment, it has been from the beginning. He commanded Adam. I believe he kept the Shabbat. It was only when he sinned against the Father that the door was open to every kind of vile spirit, that even the Spirit of God began to illuminate in the earth. That's why you have millions of God saints. You have hundreds of millions of gods. That's the truth. That's why the word ghost can never be a descriptive term to describe the Father's Spirit. That's the truth, saints. And I love you enough to tell you that. Well, no one can live right by the law. Well, look what Scripture says in Luke chapter 1. Do you believe this then? You don't believe this, what I read in Deuteronomy? Then the one you call the New Testament is false too. It says this in Luke chapter 1, verse 5. There was, in the days of Herod, the king of Yehuda, a certain priest now, he called him a priest, named Zacharias. He was of the course of out of the seed or out of the lineage of Abiah, and his wife of the daughter of Aaron, And her name was, now isn't that amazing that it calls her Zechariah and Elizabeth, but yet the father's name is not there. The father's name could never be Jesus. That is the deception from hell. His name is Yahweh. You can never even get that word Jesus out of the Hebrew tongue. And the wife, Elizabeth, the scripture says this in verse 6, and they were somewhat righteous. They were both what? Righteous before Yahweh. What were they walking in? Walking in what? All of his commandments and the ordinance of Yahweh. How? And that is the truth. They all walk before the Father. Blameless, without sin, in the laws, in all the laws of Yahweh, all of his commandments. He was a priest of Yahweh. We're not supposed to be a priestly people. Israel. That if he was a priest, and this is the strength of a priest, should not we walk in all the commandments and blameless before him? For Messiah did. He was blameless. And if we think, if we try to come in any other way, and that's what this religious world has done, given us all kinds of ways, and we have been thieves and robbers. We're trying to find our own way. And everyone in this little congregation of gathering, they will all find their own way to enter in. There's only one way. Because there's only one faith to get in the way. And there's only one baptism where a man walks in that way. And that's the truth. Only one baptism. I said to Brother Jermaine the other night, I say, what a profound thing. How do you think? Because scripture tells us, all of those that came out of Israel, they were all baptized unto Moshe and the cloud in the sea. And I said to him the other night, I said, can you imagine if he baptized them one after another, taking 3 minutes, how long it would take him? It was 6 million people. It would take him 35, 40 years without rest doing that. And yet they were all baptized. Yet they were all baptized. Now we must understand what scripture implies. We will read that while I understand what it means. No, we don't. No, we don't. But yet scripture says they were all baptized unto Moses. They were all baptized under Moses. Under Moses now. They were all. Every last one of them. That's what scripture says. It's not what I say. And yet the man would have spent 35 years baptizing every last one of them. If he did it in 2 minutes, 3 minutes a person, it would have taken him 35 years without rest. Yet we have all been baptized into Messiah, into his death. The saints have. Now what he did, it ceased to give the flesh any credibility as to who is the just one and the righteous one. All that was sealed in that body, that Yahweh the Father is. And that's the truth. I want to close with a reading from Nehemiah. This is in Nehemiah chapter 9. Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 13. Hear the word of Yahweh. Let it settle your heart and give you great strength. As a prophecy to the house of Israel, as the prophet Nehemiah began to utter. He says in the 9th chapter of Nehemiah, verse 13, thou came down also unto Mount Sinai, and you spoke with them from heaven. And this is what Yahweh gave us. I don't understand how people can reject this. It says, and you gave them what kind of judgment? Righteous judgment. And you gave them what kind of laws? True laws. He did not give us false laws. You gave them good statutes or just statutes and commandments. Now that's what Yahweh gave unto Israel. And he has done the same thing unto this house today, saints. He says in verse 14, and made known unto them, he made known unto them his what? Holy Shabbat. If a man to say it's not relevant, he intends for us to gather on that day in his house. They gathered in the house of Yahweh on the Shabbat. They did not lay up in the bed. They did not have the little private thing. He said he gave them the holy Shabbat and commanded them precepts. How to keep the Shabbat? What to do? What things that they must do on the Shabbat? Statutes and law. By the hand of Moshe, thy servant. And gavest them bread from heaven for their hunger. And broughtest forth water out of the rock for their thirst. And promised them that they should go in to possess the land which thou hast declared to give them. But he said this was the problem. But they, just like us, but they and our fathers dealt proudly. I've walked a Baptist all my life. I've been a Methodist. I've had the apostolic doctrine. They dealt proudly. And this is what happens when you deal proudly. And they harden their hearts or their necks. And they hearken not to thy commandments. And that's what this generation is doing. I'm a Baptist. I'm a Methodist. I'm a Pentecostal. I'm a Jesus Christ only. I'm the Lord Jesus Christ. And they harden their hearts to the commandments of Yahweh. And because they do that, then they will not deal with his name righteously and purely. For he has a profound name. And it demonstrates the power of whom he is. He has no beginning or no end. He is the mighty one that created all things. And our Rorschach is in him. But the fathers, and we have hardened our hearts, and we've dealt proudly. I'm black. I'm proud. I'm white. I'm right. I'm brown. I can get by. You're proudly with the father. My religion, my daddy's religion, my mother's, not so. Not so. And the hearts are hardened today. They reject his commandments and his laws. You're not going into the kingdom. Not one bit at all. David declares in Psalms 112 verse 1. He said, praise Yahweh. Blessed is the man that feareth or reverence Yahweh, that delight greatly in his commandments. A man that delight greatly in these commandments of Yahweh, he is a blessed man. He says in the 143rd verse of Psalms 119, trouble and anguish have taken hold of me, yet thy commandments, your laws, are my delight. Psalms 119, 143. Proverbs 7, verse 1. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with you. Why? Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. You think that that is not relevant for us today? That's wisdom speaking unto us. Yahweh is all wisdom. Messiah declares in Matthew, chapter 5, verse 17, as I close, he speaks unto this rebellious house. Chapter 5, verse 17, he said, don't even allow it to embark upon your thinking. He said, think not that I'm come to destroy the law or the prophets. I'm not come to destroy, but to fulfill. How do we as a people, as what this world call an assembly or an organized religious group, how do you reject that? He said, I did not come to destroy the law of the prophets. He says in verse 18, to show you the doctrine or the power of the laws of Yahweh and what Yahweh has said, they're so sure. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle or iota shall not in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men to do so shall be called the least in the kingdom of Yahweh. But whosoever shall do and teach them shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. I want to teach what the law says. I want to obey what the law says. And teach men to obey what Yahweh says. And not what David Roberts says, but what the law says. What the commandments of Yahweh says. And there's no way we're going to get by with that, my friends. You're not going to get by without doing what he says. For his laws are true. His ways are right. And these powers of hell and darkness, they're after one kind of a people. Those that simply keep the laws, the commandments of Yahweh, and they have the testimony of Messiah. But your strength in keeping that is that Yahweh has written this in your heart. Here is the patience of the saints. You that keep the commandments of Yahweh and have the faith of Messiah, that he said have faith in the Father. You got to know who you got faith in. That's what he said. And that's the faith that we need today. We got faith to get everything but truth in our hearts. We got faith to walk every way but the right way. There's a way that seemeth right unto man. But the end of that way will bring death and destruction to a man's soul. But there's no light at all in his inward parts. And the law is a light. His law is a light to us. His commandments, they are a lamp unto our soul. And his law is a light for our feet to walk in. That we don't stumble and transgress against the Father. And you don't want to do that. Because if we do that, then woe unto us. He is going to repay you face to face. It's a terrible thing to fall into the judgment of this mighty Yahweh that made all things. May his peace fill your heart today. Give you strength and understanding. You may walk in his righteous laws. That you begin to judge and govern your own heart. And search the things that are within you. It has nothing to do with any of our emotional expression. It has to do all with what scripture says. That's what it has to do with. And then when you judge yourself by scripture, you will judge every man righteously. You will judge your brother, your sister, you will judge every man, because you will judge them according to the laws of Yahweh. We don't judge that way. We judge according to feelings and emotions and those that we like and those we dislike. It can't be. It is not the love of Yahweh. And that is the truth, my friends. That is the truth. May give you strength and peace. It causes your heart to rejoice. I'm glad that I know his truth. I'm glad of what he's bringing me into and the knowledge that the Father. I'm glad that there are things that are not more important to me than to understand his truth. I will show us in scripture. I will show us words that ought not to be there. They are pagan in their origins. The birth of them. We never think that. How do these names come about? Where do they come from? How do they name certain cradles on the moon, or on Mars, or stars? How? And the names sound so appropriate when you hear them. His name never changed, and it never will. We have in trouble pronouncing the names from the Middle East today. We must hear them over and over to understand them. What their name, because every name in the Middle East has a profound meaning. It all tied to heritage. Every name. Every name. Every name. And so does the Father's name. His name is a profound meaning. It tells you who created all things. Yahweh. I don't see him. Oh, I see him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May fill your heart with the blessing of peace today. May shalom fill your heart. And cause you delight in his truth. Hallelujah. And that's the truth. May Yahweh bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Father, we bless you for all things. Look upon your people, touch them, I pray. Give them great strength. Bless this house of faith and all gathered throughout the world in Messiah's name. Hallelujah. Yahweh bless you all.